Education is the key to developing a society that respects human rights, according to Lawrence Kolbandi, chairman of the Southern Sudan Human Rights Commission.
President Kiir directed all education institutions to include human rights literature in syllabus at all levels. This is our agenda from now onwards to create a society that we respect human rights, we respect neighbors, we respect others' rights. You must really have intensive education on human rights.
Educators appear to favor the move. John Wani is the head teacher of St. Joseph's Primary School in Juba.
If the government have decided to introduce the human right subject, then it will be very good for the children to know about themselves, their own right. We have the child's right, but we only celebrate the day, the child's rights day. I think if it is introduced, we may be glad to receive that, and we may need the guidelines, that is the syllabus, so that it can be introduced in the schools, so that they go from that level with the knowledge of their own right.
This feeling was echoed by human rights activist and SPLM official Susanna Jambo.
It is a new ray of hope that we are planting the seed for it. And for me, as a human rights activist, as a children's rights activist, especially and women's rights activist, I find that as a very, very important proclamation by the government of South Sudan that this is going to be the case, because it is building the nation from the foundation for respect for human rights by actually ensuring that it is a subject, an integral subject that will be taught in schools for children.
But there are some concerns about the ruling SPLM's ability to enact an education program promoting human rights when it is frequently accused of carrying out human rights abuses. The international rights advocacy group Human Rights Watch, in its 2011 World Report, says that South Sudan's human rights environment deteriorated in 2010 during the April elections and in the month leading up to the referendum. It highlighted cases of intimidation, arbitrary arrests, and physical violence against opposition political parties and their members. The recent clashes in Unity, Jonglei, and Abyei region have also contributed to the determination of human rights in the soon-to-be independent state. Thousands of people have been displaced and unable to access aid. The UN mission in Sudan called upon the government of South Sudan last week to allow them and other humanitarian organizations access the affected people, something that has been denied, further raising concerns about human rights abuses being carried out by the government in the form of the Southern Army, the SPLA. Mavis Birunji for Sudan Votes, Juba.